At a White House summit on Monday, President Obama called for paid parental leave, child care subsidies, higher wages, flex time, and other policies he said would make workplaces more family friendly. And in today's big question, we want to know, do you support any of these ideas? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, June 25th. We have two guests with us who have different perspectives on today's big question, and we welcome yours too at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. You can also vote in our online poll, which you can find at wpr.org/joy. You will see there that we have the big question worded as such. President Obama is calling for family-friendly workplace policies. Which, if any, of the following policies would you support? Paid family leave, flexible hours, daycare assistance for working parents, a higher minimum wage? None of these? Or something else? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let me welcome our guests. Very happy to have with us Jennifer Schilling, a Democratic state senator from La Crosse. She attended the White House Summit on Working Families. She's also a working mother with two young boys. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Also with us is Steve Prestigard, a journalist and blogger at steveprestigard.com. He is one of our regular Week in Review reviewers, and he is a former writer and editor for Marketplace Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm always a little bit, wait a minute, this isn't Friday, but I'm willing to press on regardless. Didn't hear our Week in Review music, but
that's right.
Obviously we're not reviewing the week, right?
No, we're not, but you did hear the big question theme. And
okay.
The big question is whether or not we support these family-friendly workplace policies that President Obama was advocating for on Monday. Let's start with you, Senator Schilling. You were there. First off, why were you there?
Well, I was pleased that President Obama had brought together policymakers, business, union representatives, working moms, working dads, so small and large businesses. There were CEOs of Fortune 500, Fortune 100 businesses that he gathered us together to talk about this new initiative that the White House will be working on over the next several years about making workplaces more family friendly and working to kind of reflect that, you know, it's not the 1950s anymore, and our workplace policies need to be updated to give modern working parents more flexibility. So I think it was the beginning of a conversation that it was said time and time again that this is not a moment, it's a movement. And so by working with people really across this nation, and there were several others from Wisconsin that attended with me, to gain a little bit of insight into kind of the roadmap that his administration and what we can do in our own states and even locally, and working with the private sector in putting forward policies that are family friendly and understand kind of the dynamics of a two-person working family or even a single parent working and trying to raise a family in this day and age.
Next, I'll get you, Senator Schilling, to give us your opening statement as to why you support this effort. But let me get Steve Prestigard to give us his general thoughts on this movement to try to get more family-friendly workplaces. Steve, what do you think of the White House Summit on Working Families?
Well, first off, as an employer, as a father of three kids, do I want a flexible employer? Well, of course I do. Do I want more money for my employer, generally speaking? Yeah. I think that's, if you ask, you know, anybody on the street, they would say that. What I find lacking from what I've seen so far about the White House summit and about what President Obama wrote in the Huffington Post on this is two thoughts. Number one, the fact is that businesses that find it necessary to be flexible for their employees already doing it. They didn't require a summit. They didn't require federal law or state law. They're already doing it because they figured out on their own that it was good business to do that. Therefore, the idea that you have to pass these laws kind of misses the point. If it's important, it's already being done. The second thing is that no one seems to be talking about the cost to businesses of basically requiring them to pay employees to not work, when you're talking about paid leave as an example of that. It's one thing to bring out, you know, Fortune 500 and Fortune 100 huge businesses with, you know, probably thousands of employees or hundreds of employees at least nationwide. The biggest burden this is going to be is on small businesses, which there are a lot of in Wisconsin. There's certainly a lot of in Senator Schilling's Senate district, very small businesses who don't have surplus employees to cover the work of those who aren't at work and don't have the competitive ability to raise their prices, to raise more revenue, to pay people to substitute for people who aren't at work. All of these things sound great in theory, and I have yet to see anything that explains the downside of these things and how we're going to pay for these things and how businesses are going to be paid for these things in a competitive environment for customers.
Senator Schilling, what about those concerns that that this is going to be too costly, especially for small businesses?
Well, it was interesting because on the panels they also had small businesses that were in the fast food or small family-owned restaurants, so that had hourly workers, and that voice from those business owners said, you know, look, I start my employees above the minimum wage. I trust my employees. My employees trust me. I want to make sure as a small business that I'm competitive, but there's also that loyalty, and it works both ways. And there were examples of small business owners that were saying this makes, you know, this being respectful of my employees, understanding that, you know, no family dynamics are the same, no family struggles are alike, but being flexible and valuing family values, meaning that you value the family and you value the dynamics that employee brings to the workplace, if it's an hourly position or if it is a cubicle in a large corporation. And by talking about raising the minimum wage, talking about paid family leave, talking about access to affordable child care, that these are all part of the pieces to the puzzle to make a productive, whole, happy employee, that the bottom line will be more productive for that employer.
And what about Senator Schilling, though, Steve's contention that the businesses that have already figured out that all of these are good business practices are doing them? And
The vice president of the Gap, who has Old Navy, Banana Republic, hourly workers there, they say that they have increased, that within their business, they have decided in their corporation to raise the minimum wage. And so that they start at $9 an hour next year. Next June, I think they move to $10 an hour. So, yes, I recognize that there are some businesses that are doing this independently, that they are recognizing that the workplace is changing. That we are not back in that sort of Mad Men kind of mentality of today's workplace, and we shouldn't be there, and we should really value working men and women, working moms and dads. And we don't want to put forward policies that are going to be singling out women. Women don't want to be singled out, but the dads don't want to be left out. And so we need to make sure that these are, we implement them. And that was part of the other discussion, that there are businesses that may offer this, but there are still sometimes a stigma for the working parent to utilize some of these benefits that are offered. Like, well, you know, it's nice when dad leaves, you know, work early to to go watch, you know, his son or daughter play baseball or softball. That's being a good, attentive dad. But, you know, when mom leaves early to maybe go to a parent-teacher conference, you question, like, are you really committed to this project? And so even still in the workplace and that culture, there is kind of that stigma. So you need to have the tone at the top that is supportive and encouraging it, but also then in kind of mid-level of management that they also need to be supportive and encouraging it as well for their employees.
Yeah, and Steve, what about... President Obama was urging businesses to adopt these family-friendly policies, and while you note there are some businesses that have already adopted at least some of these, there are many that haven't. So, what's so wrong with the White House saying, "Hey, businesses, you're going to have better workers, and it's more productive workers, and people are going to be better off if you adopt these policies."
Well, the cynic in me first says that this is an attempt to deflect attention from what the Obama administration has already done on the economy, which is not great. In a healthy, growing economy, for instance, the economy we had in the 1990s, businesses were not paying minimum wage because they couldn't get anybody to work there for minimum wage. So they were paying even in what are considered in terms of skills and experience minimum wage jobs. They were paying above minimum wage because they needed to get the employees. And that is a determination that ought to be made by an individual business, not made for a business by government. And, you know, it's all well and good to use the bully pulpit to try to get people to do what you want to, but the experience in this administration demonstrates that what they say you should do usually ends up in regulations saying what you are required to do. And, you know, I'm opposed to that, and I still have not heard, and from what Senator Schilling has said or from the other things I read before this, I still have not heard one word about the cost of this to businesses that are really not in a position to afford things for their employees and end up costing them money. There's still a huge amount of ignorance in this country and in this state specifically over how business works. There's this belief, apparently, that, you know, every business is Walmart, every business is McDonald's, and, you know, if we can make them pay more pay their employees more, and it's going to be some minuscule percentage of profit that there aren't impacts on this. And nobody has said a word that I've been able to see about how businesses that operate on very low profit margins, businesses that don't have very many employees, how they deal with this.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that after the break, and I know we have some callers who want to weigh in on these issues as well at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Steve Prestigard and State Senator Jennifer Schilling about the policies that President Obama was advocating at the White House Summit for Working Families that was held on Monday. The president saying that businesses ought to adopt better policies to benefit working families, like paid parental leave, child care subsidies, higher wages, flex time. What do you think of these proposals? Do you think it's a time that U.S. businesses became more family-friendly? How about paid family leave? Is that an idea whose time has come? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is The Big Question on the Ideas Network. This is The Big Question on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. President Obama is calling for family-friendly workplace policies. And in today's Big Question, we are asking which, if any, of the following policies would you support? Paid family leave, flexible hours, daycare assistance for working parents, a higher minimum wage, something else, none of the above? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We have two guests who have different perspectives on our big question, including Democratic State Senator Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse. She attended the White House Summit for Working Families on Monday. She's also a working mother of two young boys. And Steve Prestigard is with us as well, journalist, blogger at steveprestigard.com, a former writer and editor for Marketplace Magazine. And our first caller is Dick in New Berlin. Hello, Dick.
Good morning. You know, all of these programs sound great. I mean, they sound warm-hearted, and it sounds like if you'd be really against any of them, you're kind of cold-hearted and don't care about people. Senator Schilling mentioned that the meeting, that the kind of the catchphrase was, it's not a moment, it's a movement. Well, it is a movement. It's a movement of collectivism, of taking from someone and giving to someone else.
Well, is that what you think? Rather than
having accountability for one's life. I've got three kids that are grown, and there were times when we ate a lot of Hamburger Helper. And I'm glad I didn't have a federal program that I had to depend on. This idea of federal dependence is scary. It's just scary that we're going to the federal government. Why don't we have the boss give us a bouquet of roses every Wednesday to help us get through hump day? I mean, what's wrong with that?
Dick, I want to get to, I want to just ask you a question, Dick. So can I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah.
I want to know, you said that I got by just fine without it. Did you have your wife working at home when children were born, and she didn't work outside the home, so it didn't matter if there was family leave or not?
With each child, my wife's hours decreased. So our, for lack of a better way of putting it, our play money, our discretionary funds went down with each child.
Yeah. So you don't think that a business has any responsibility to help out families in terms of not only unpaid family leave but paid family leave?
Well, you know,
I think that should be negotiated between the employer and the employee. What does Washington?
And I'm sorry, Dick. I know you want to yell about federal dependence, but this is a business offering paid family leave,
I mean, so Dick knows that, like, in 3 out of 5 American families with children today, both parents work, and the United States is one of 3 countries in the world, and it's the only developed country in the world that does not offer families paid maternity leave. And so, as women are in the workplace, as families that both moms and dads are going to work, when they are asked and when they are polled, employees want to know that their manager, it's attractive to work somewhere where their manager will make it easier for me to do my job, that my manager cares about my concerns. These are from a study that Workplace Dynamics have done. Nearly 50% say it's important that I have flexibility I need to balance my work and personal life. And as young people are going to the workplace today, they don't think that their workplace frame and dynamic is changing. If they have the flexibility to work from home, that would be an attractive offer. Cisco lets their employees telecommute as needed, which they estimate saves them over $275 million a year. Google increased their paid parental leave to 5 months, and the rate of women leaving the company decreased by half. SC Johnson, headquartered in Racine, offers on-site child care for its employees and paid maternity and paternity leave for parents. I know here in western Wisconsin, businesses that are not as large as SC Johnson that offer on-site child care, that offer assistance with families for child care costs. So I think today's business culture is changing, and that they recognize that they need to be adaptive and to be competitive with quality talent and to attract employees and to retain them. They need to understand sort of the dynamics and the changing, issues that working families today have.
Yeah, and Senator Schilling, we just have a minute or so before our news break. Steve Prestigard is saying, These are great. If a business can afford it and wants to do it, that's great too. But what about the small business that's barely making a profit? How is that business going to afford such a thing?
Well, and it doesn't have to be legislation that we pass. I think it's a good communication. It could be a company policy to be flexible, to recognize and work with their employees about the challenges that they are having. And it's about trust, as I had mentioned earlier. It's about opportunities for families, but it's also about that opportunity for the business to, their bottom line is that they want to be profitable. And if they are investing in their employees and in that talent, those employees are going to be more focused at work. They are going to be more productive. They will have higher morale. If they are not concerned about some of these other life work balance issues. I know, for parents with young kids, you wake up in the morning, you cross your fingers that they're not sick, that you can send them off to school because you've got to get to work. And if you're an hour employee, you don't maybe have, paid sick time, that you don't want to, have to jeopardize your job so that you can be home with your child, or if it's more serious that your child's in the hospital or something like that. And, as a working mom, I've been there with other moms where you give them a little dose of medicine as they put them out the door to get them to school and think, gosh, just try to get through half the day because I've got stuff I need to do in the office.
Let me hold you there because we have news coming up, and then we'll get Steve Prestigard in the conversation. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Do you support paid family leave, flexible work hours, child care assistance, and other workplace policies that President Obama proposed on Monday at the White House Summit on Working Families? Are you a parent struggling to meet both family and job demands? What would help you most? Are you a business owner who likes the idea of these policies but maybe can't afford them? Let us know what you think. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is The Big Question on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We have two guests with us talking about workplace policies that are family-friendly. Jennifer Schilling is a Democratic state senator from La Crosse. She attended the White House Summit on Working Families, and she supports these workplace policies. Steve Prestigard, a journalist and a blogger at steveprestigard.com, a former writer and editor for Marketplace magazine, has some questions or has some doubts about these workplace policies. We heard from a caller just before our news break, and Steve, you didn't get a chance to weigh in on what he had to say. He said that when families have a baby, they have to cut back and not spend as much money, and he was bemoaning what he called the era of federal dependence, or I think maybe he was referring to income distribution, that sort of thing. Your thoughts on that particular caller thinking that if families have a baby, that's their problem, and the workplace really doesn't have to do anything about it.
Well, there's a concept that I think comes up with Dick's comments, and that is, it's not a popular concept to tell people, but it happens to be reality, and that is the economic concept of trade-offs. If you have kids are not only a giant commitment in terms of your time, they're also obviously a giant commitment in terms of your finances. And the thing is that people in workplace work with people who have you know, don't have kids, single people, older people whose kids have left the house, and there's a real lack of recognition here that when somebody who is being paid in an office isn't there, or being paid at a business isn't there for one reason or another, the work has to be picked up by everybody else. And, you know, that's not government just redistribution, but it is redistribution in the workplace in that sense. Senator Schilling mentioned Google and Cisco and a couple of other unnamed businesses. You know, those are obviously businesses that figured out on their own that they needed to attract and retain employees through their through creative employee benefits. Google and Cisco, of course, are in IT, and IT is a tremendously competitive environment to get and retain employees. Unfortunately, you know, IT is not the rest of the economy, and in other areas, it's, you know, other sectors of business. The bottom line is, how much do employees cost us? And it's one thing, you know, to say that, well, we ought to have these policies. I mean, I guess you can say whatever you like, that a business should have those policies. In a better economy, and in the IT sector is an example of this, in that there is competition for employees. But if we had a better overall economy in this country, there would be competition for employees, not just in IT, but in every work, every sector of work. And then businesses would have to do that, not because of federal mandate or state mandate or anything like that, because that's how they keep people. I think the other thing is that there is a, because there's kind of general ignorance about how business works, there seems to be this idea that, you know, every business owner is an ogre out of a Charles Dickens novel, and, you know, employees are chained to their desks or something like that, which I've never found that to be the case, and I can't believe that I'm luckier than anybody else. There are certainly some jobs where you can't leave because the job is taking place during the workday. You know, flex time can only go so far. If you're working, I'll just throw a public sector example out here. If you're a police officer and your shift runs from 7 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon, and you want to take 2 hours off to do something, you know, like watch your kids at a play or something like that, well, you know what? Everybody else has to cover for you when you do that. And I notice a real lack of recognition from people who advocate, you know, policies and laws and all of that, to the burden of other people in the workplace that have to cover in these circumstances.
Well, we have to move on to some other issues. So we're running out of time here. Senator Schilling, what role do you see the federal government or the state government playing in expanding family-friendly policies?
Well, I mean, I think as you look at trying to build a stronger economy, it rests whether we are getting we are maximizing the investment of our employees and our nation's talent and our state's talent. Some of these things the president has called for at the federal level, such as paid family medical leave or increasing the minimum wage. If it's not happening at the federal level, states themselves are getting involved and are getting behind these initiatives. I know that California and Rhode Island and New Jersey, they give workers paid family leave. In Connecticut offers paid sick days, as well as, I think, New York City. Congress was asked to raise the minimum wage last year. Since that happened, 13 states individually have taken steps to raise it on their own. So there are things that, if it's not happening at the federal level, there are things within our state legislatures that can happen to help advocate family-friendly work policies that emphasize flexibility and equality. There are things within our own, you know, some city councils are passing, you know, living wages in their communities, because if two people are working full time trying to make ends meet, they should not be living in poverty. So we are working on raising the minimum wage is one area, that paid family leave. Again, we are like the only industrialized nation that does not offer that. And as you look at just the wage gap that exists, and again, there are businesses, small and large, that are doing the right thing and moving in these directions, and I applaud them, and I hope that they are, when they are around the board table of of other businesses that maybe they interact with. I hope that, this is something that is talked about, that this is a value that they say, look, it worked for, in our business. It could be a small business. And as you're working with other chambers of commerce and those and networking availabilities, ask, you know, ask folks, what are you doing to make a family-friendly atmosphere where you're working? What are some of the things that you're doing in the small business? How are you making it work? So I think it's important that we have this conversation, because those of us who are policymakers who value this and want to advocate it, when we have to be in the room, and workers need to be in the room to talk about it. Because if you're not in the room, they talk about you. When you're not in the room, they talk about you. When you're in the room, they talk to you. And it's incumbent that we have these conversations with businesses, nonprofits, when we talk with other policymakers in the state and across the nation, what our individual state's doing.
Yeah, Steve Prestigard, what's just a brief response so I can get to some calls to the statement that President Obama made and Senator Schilling just now. The U.S. is the only industrialized country that does not offer paid family leave. Isn't it time the U.S. get on board with the rest of the world?
I got a two-word answer. So what? I don't believe, you know, I hear these well, the U.S. doesn't do this. The fact that other countries do is really not very pertinent. This is the U.S. economy, not the economy of Spain or Switzerland or, you know, any other country. We have to decide on our own what is correct. It's, you know, the amount of competition that we have for employees worldwide is pretty limited, and limited to the largest companies, and they are the people who make the decisions on their own. If you have a company, for instance, that has a lot of employees in Europe or China, obviously they have to adhere to the laws that are in those countries, and that seems to work just fine. The fact that, you know, I mean, you could go reasonably far into, well, this country doesn't do this, the U.S. should, and kind of get answers you really don't want to. The U.S. should be making decisions for itself and not based on what other countries are doing.
Yeah, there's a state-by-state study came out as well recently from the National Partnership for Women and Families, and it gave Wisconsin a grade of C for policies that support new parents in particular. One of the reasons the state was downgraded was that it did not expand the unpaid leave that is on the books to small businesses. I mean, unpaid leave, Steve Prestigard, is that, do you think that Wisconsin is friendly or not friendly when it comes to working families?
I don't know that that's really a question that's as important as is Wisconsin friendly or not to businesses, because businesses are the employers of obviously members of families. That's a much more important question than, you know, are they, you know, working families become unemployed families if there aren't jobs.
Let me just say something that I know that you come from a very a business frame and that business emphasis, but that business, in order to be profitable, is because of their workers, because of their employees. Those employees are the profit makers for that business. Those employees are the profit creators for that business. So in return for being productive and making a profit for that business, I would hope that the managers and the CEOs would reflect a trust and a respect towards their employees on that value that they have as an employer and as an employee. I think we could do better in this state. We can do better in this nation for working families to give them a break on some of these policies. As far as on paid maternity leave, in this day and age, many new dads want to be there for those first couple of weeks and months of their newborn's life, for bonding, to be there to help with parenting duties and things like that. Or on the flip side, with aging parents, sons and daughters want to be there to help with care for their aging parents. And so by enacting some of these policies that help with the dynamics of families, and the sandwich generation is taking care of their own kids, they find themselves involved in their own families, but yet having that that the aging parents that they are also dealing with. That I don't think it is unreasonable for us to have this discussion as one of only three countries in the world that don't offer some of these benefits, and talk about increasing the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour to help 28 million Americans who are struggling to make ends meet. Prominent Republicans who have expressed support for increasing the minimum wage include former presidential candidate Mitt Romney, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, Ohio Senator Rob Portman. So these don't necessarily need to be partisan issues. These are issues that affect families. These are something that help build stronger families, stronger communities, and ultimately a stronger workplace and a stronger economy for all of us in this state.
All right. Well, time for closing statements before our sound off segment. Steve Prestigard, why shouldn't the U.S. Adopt more family-friendly workplace policies?
Because businesses should have the flexibility to decide on their own what they need to provide their employees to get employees when they have job vacancies and to keep employees. You know, because obviously, to do it on a, you know, on the usual Obama administration one-size-fits-all blanket that everybody has to do this, you know, it's not going to hurt businesses that already do this sort of thing. It's not going to hurt businesses that are already just giving flexibility to their employees. It's going to hurt businesses that don't have the ability to be flexible and to have, you know, people run off and to pay them more than the job market is willing to pay them. And that's a whole lot of businesses in Senator Schilling's Senate district, I would point out.
Well, go ahead, Senator Schilling.
From paid family and sick leave to affordable child care and flexible hours, we need to focus on helping parents make ends meet and be more productive in the workplace. And like President Obama said, you know, these policies aren't workplace frills, they're basic needs. And in Wisconsin, we know our state does better when we all do better. And as we continue to look for common sense solutions to improve our economy and strengthen our middle class, I think we need to focus on making sure that everyone who works hard has an opportunity to get ahead. And we can start by ensuring that working parents are fairly compensated, that they have the flexibility that they need to balance their personal and professional lives. And if there are listeners that are out there would like to learn more about the Summit on Working Families, they can visit the website workingfamiliesummit.org.
Thanks to both of you for being with us for today's big question. All right, well, you heard from both of our guests, Jennifer Schilling, Democratic State Senator from La Crosse, who was at the White House Summit on Working Families, and Steve Prestigard, a journalist and blogger, former writer and editor for Marketplace Magazine, giving us their perspectives on family-friendly workplace policies. President Obama is calling for these family-friendly workplace policies, including paid family leave, flexible hours, daycare assistance for working parents, a higher minimum wage. And we are asking you if you support these workplace policies or not. And why or why not? We'll give you the opportunity to sound off. 30 seconds each. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. After this. This is the sound-off portion of our big question. We are asking whether or not you think U.S. businesses should be enacting more family-friendly policies like paid parental leave. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll go to Barbara in Wapaka first. Hi, Barbara.
Hello. I think we need to be careful not to polarize these issues as business versus families, and that to look at solutions to some of these issues you've been talking about simply as business helping families is short-sighted, because it's sort of cutting off our noses to spite our faces to not invest in the children who will be our future workers. And as to if it worked, they'd already be doing it. We haven't really looked at better solutions for, you know, a lot of companies haven't done this. They'd rather stick to the status quo. And I think we all have to figure out how to work together to have a stronger economy in this world economy that is becoming so global.
Thank you very much, Barbara. Matt in Oshkosh, what do you think?
I think that I disagree with the statements that Obama made. I think that women have struggled and fought for being treated equally in the workplace for a long time, and now that that's happening, they suddenly are demanding special treatment and changes, and so much for equal treatment. They want to change the entire way the workplace operates, and I don't think it's right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. Let's go next to... Uh-oh. I don't know why we're having an issue with our phones, but let's fix it. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let's try Cheyenne in Marshfield. Hi, Cheyenne.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. So I agree that the issue of paid paternity leave does need to be addressed. However, I don't think that businesses directly benefit from providing their employees with the time to go off and have kids. If anything, society as a whole benefits from the advancement of our civilization. Therefore, I think it needs to be a taxpayer's responsibility to cover the cost of paid paternity leave. I think that needs to be a federal program.
Thank you very much. We'll try Steve in La Crosse again. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning. I just got a quick comment. You know, I don't believe the government should be subsidizing poor family planning. If you can't afford to have children, don't have children until you can afford it.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. Ken on Facebook writes, "We are far behind the civilized world in such policies. Clinton got unpaid family leave passed in the 90s, so it's about time we started to catch up with the Europeans." 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org if you would like to sound off on today's big question on whether or not you support the family-friendly workplace policies that were touted by President Obama on Monday. Elizabeth in Fish Creek is with us. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hey, yes, it's true that we had to work really hard to get equality in the workplace for women. Initially, what we got was women into the workplace. Now we need to make sure that the sacrifice there was our parenting. So we got further to go here. The issue is, I'm a small business owner. I also have 5 adult children, childbearing age. I don't want my children to be unable to get work because people are looking at them going, uh-oh, I can't afford to pay for your leave. On the other hand, and I also look at myself going, geez, I couldn't afford to do that. So a solution might be that businesses of a certain profit margin or a certain size are expected to contribute differently. And, yes, get some government support for those small companies that couldn't possibly afford it.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth. Sheila in Wrightstown. Hi, Sheila.
Hi. I do not support those policies. I believe that in our economy as it is right now, you have to look at which came first, the chicken or the egg. Yes, there are small business owners and that have one business and I'm one employee, but there's 100 people that can do my job. And so there's no reason for a business owner to have to put up all of that at this time to keep their employees.
And thank you very much, Sheila. There's the 30 seconds and we are out of time for today's big question and sound off. You can continue voting online at wpr.org/joy. So far, our online tally, 84% of you say you support paid family leave. 53% of you support flex time. 46% of you support daycare assistance for working parents, and 61% say yes to a higher minimum wage. Only 1% say you do not support any of these. Continue voting online. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.